This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed on Tuesday to go ahead with a long-promised assault on the southern Gaza city of Rafah, whatever the response by Hamas to the latest proposals for a halt to the fighting and a return of Israeli hostages. Expectations that a ceasefire agreement could be in sight have grown in recent days following a renewed push led by Egypt to revive stalled negotiations between Israel and Hamas, Gaza's ruling Palestinian Islamist group, designated as terrorists by the U.S. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is stepping up his efforts to play a more prominent role in the Gaza conflict. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
It's also critically important.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's recent high-profile meeting with Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh was an attempt to quell growing domestic criticism of his complicated stance on the war. He has maintained Israel trade links while condemning Israel's war on Hamas. Turkey wants a wider role in resolving the Gaza conflict, and observers say Ankara sees an opportunity amid reports that Qatar may be preparing to expel the group. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Tuesday he would discuss with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu measures that Israel still needs to take to increase the flow of aid into Gaza during his planned talks in the country on Wednesday.
It's also critically important that there be a clear, affirmative list of items, of products that were required for the well-being of people in Gaza, that there's a clear list, that it's well understood, and that we don't have arbitrary denials of products that need to get into Gaza.
This is VOA News. Britain has sent its first asylum seeker to Rwanda under a voluntary scheme, the Sun newspaper reported on Tuesday, saying the unnamed migrant was flown out of the country on Monday. The voluntary scheme is separate to a forced deportation program Britain is about to embark on in the next few months, seeking to deter asylum seekers from crossing the English Channel in small boats to live in Britain. Under the voluntary scheme, the government has said it would pay asylum seekers up to £3,000, about $3,750 each, to move to Rwanda to help clear the backlog of refugees who have arrived in the country in recent years. Former U.S. President Donald Trump was held in contempt of court on Tuesday for violating his gag order in the historic hush money case and ordered to pay a $9,000 fine. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The ruling, a rebuke for the Republican former president who had insisted he was exercising his free speech rights and on his way into court before the ruling spoke out.
This is a hoax. This is a judge who's conflicted. Badly conflicted. I've never seen a judge so conflicted and giving us virtually no rulings.
Manhattan prosecutors say Trump and his associates took part in an illegal scheme to influence the 2016 presidential campaign by burying negative stories. He has pleaded not guilty. Julie Walker, New York.
French actor Gérard Depardieu will be tried next October for alleged sexual assaults against two women during a 2021 film shoot, the Paris public prosecutor said. Reuters correspondent Lucy Ha has details.
The 75-year-old actor is accused of sexually assaulting two women on movie sets in 2021. Depardieu was taken into custody by police for questioning on Monday. He has consistently denied any wrongdoing. The French movie star has been at the center of a growing number of sexual assault allegations in recent years. The public prosecutor says the actor was also indicted for another case dating back to August 2018 of alleged sexual assault and rape.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Ha. Colombia's president Gustavo Petro said on Tuesday an inventory of military weapons showed over a million bullets, thousands of explosives, including grenades, and some missiles were missing from military bases, blaming corruption for the lost weapons. He has ordered any corruption networks with the security forces to be dismantled, Pedro added in a joint statement with his defense minister and the head of the armed forces, saying judicial authorities were investigating the issue. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.